We've been learning more about the lives of the long-term unemployed as part of a series called Still No Job. NPR and the Kaiser Family Foundation conducted a poll of people who have been out of work or working only part-time for more than a year. They were asked where they get help. As NPR's Kathy Lohr reports, very few said they receive aid from community groups.
The survey shows people who've been out of a job for a while are getting help from family and friends, but the vast majority, about 70%, say they've received no help from nonprofits or community groups. Liz Hamill with the Kaiser Family Foundation says there are several reasons. Some may not know resources are available, and others want help that nonprofits may not provide.
So they may be looking for specific job placement services or help with job training, and may be having difficulty finding that in their local community.
But as friends and family get tapped out, community and church organizations say the long-term unemployed do turn to them.
I'm amazed.
Darlene Duke is the director of the Christian Aid Mission Partnership, known as CAMP. It's in Austell, Georgia, just west of Atlanta, where Duke sees 1,000 to 1,200 families every month, about twice the number she saw before the recession hit.
Knowing what the unemployment rate is and that few people say they're getting help from nonprofit organizations, I would just be amazed to know if there were still yet 90% of folks out there to come to me, because we're overwhelmed now.
The waiting room here is filled with families and the elderly applying for aid or picking up food. The unemployment rate in Georgia is around 10%, but in this area it's higher, and it's a challenge to find a good-paying job. Alma George is a single mom who was laid off in 2008 from her job in retail design. It paid about $40,000 a year. She now works part-time at CAMP, helping others apply for aid.
I've come across, you know, gentlemen that have been always the only, you know, provider that have come to me in tears. What do I do? I'm so ashamed. I'm embarrassed.
And George says her own life has changed dramatically. Her church is helping make her house payment, and she has little money for extras, including a church camp her son wanted to attend in nearby Villa Rica, but she didn't have the gas money to get him there.
He has to take me back and forth to work and take us to church on Sundays. There's not enough gas to take you to Villa Rica, you know? But, I've seen a lot more cases that are worse off than me.
Across town in the more affluent Atlanta suburb of Sandy Springs, people line up to get fresh bread, veggies, and whatever meat is available. Many don't know the Community Action Center is here unless they are referred, says Tamara Correra, the executive director.
The poverty here is not so obvious because you don't see people, you know, with scruffy clothes and half naked with no shoes or whatever, but they're barely making it.
The center has helped about 5,000 people this year with rental assistance, utilities, clothing, and food.
Have a blessed day. Thank you. Hello. All right, why don't you come over here?
Among those in line, a young couple, Heather Oshener, who says she's disabled with a neurological disorder, and her boyfriend, Matthew Prince. He is underemployed.
We live together. I have three part-time jobs that I'm just, you know, trying to string together enough for us both to survive.
Prince says he was working full-time as a security guard and then for a deli until his hours were cut.
And you see it's all kinds of people from all walks of life. It's not just, you know, typical people you would think of as being impoverished. Like, it's everybody needs the help, you know, every little piece they can get.
I mean, there are, like, days like today when we have $20 to our name and we can't get any food, and we can come here and we know we're going to be able to eat tonight, and that's a huge deal.
This couple had to turn to community groups for help because Matthew Prince says he can't find one good full-time job. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.